So to recap a little bit, we started with a question. If counting is dangerous, then why count? Who needs it? Count them and put a Band-Aid on and put a protection on. Don't count and don't protect. So we said that counting has a very important purpose in Judaism. That whenever there's Kiddusha, there's a concept of Baroiv Om Hadras Melech, that the more people that are united in doing a mitzvah, the more Hashem is glorified. It brings kavod to Hashem. So there's a difference if a shul has 700 members or if it has 705 members. There's a big difference. And Rabbeinu Zal showed us that it doesn't mean five more. Every additional person that joins the Beis HaTfilah, the Kibbutz HaKodesh, it's not one more. It multiplies, the whole thing gets multiplied by that number. Whatever number we reached with 704 trillions, when you add one more guy, you multiply that number by 705. It gets multiplied, you know. So the counting does serve a very important purpose in raising the kavod of Hashem. However, there's a sakana, because the minute we enter into counting, the Sitra Achra comes and says, you want to talk numbers? That's me. Numbers is me. I'm numbers. You guys are nothing. If you want to talk numbers, the Jewish people are zero. So the answer is, the solution to that is that the Botei Tefillah, as we said, that when the Jews unite, it's not just a matter of counting numbers. They're united. How do they show the unity? Rav Nosson Zal doesn't mention this here. It's mentioned other places. The Machtzis HaShekel. By each Jew giving a half, it's showing that each Jew recognizes that I'm nothing without the other guy. I'm a half. Just like when the Torah speaks about Jews getting married. Until a person gets married, he's a plag, he's half. He's not a whole. He's not a person yet. Person gets married, then they become a unit. So to each Jew without the other Jew is incomplete. When do I become complete? When I'm together with another Yid. When Yidden are joining together. That Achdus. Now it's no more. It's not just stam numbers. It's numbers that are uniting, which the Goyim can't do. The Goyim are Alma de Pruda. You get 1,000 Goyim, it's not, there is no unity. You get a united nations. Everybody knows that that's the joke of the century. There's nothing, there's no symbol of disunity in this world, anywhere on earth, than the United Nations. Everybody knows. That's the clearest broadcast of disunity that could possibly be in existence. That's them. By us, when it comes to uniting, when you unite 1 + 1 + 2, then it's not 1 + 2 = 3. Then it goes in these factorial numbers, especially when it's plugged into the Beis HaTfilah, as Rabbeinu Zal showed over there on the Kutiman, based on the Sefer Yetzirah. Each additional person multiplies. There we outrace them very quickly. There our numbers go way beyond their numbers. So this is why the counting is raising the kavod of Hashem, honoring Hashem. Hashem is a greater king over more people. The sakana that the Sitra Achra is bigger numbers, we counter that through this tzedakah, through the Machtzis HaShekel being contributed specifically to the Mishkan, to the Adonim of the Mishkan, which represents the Mea Brochais, which is Tefillah. The Mishkan is a base Tefillah. The Mea Brochais is especially Tefillah. When it comes to Tefillah, there the numbers are unbelievable. There 10, a minion, a quorum of 10, guarantees the presence of the Shekhinah. And the minute you go to 11, it's already different planets, all kinds of tremendous things. V'alkein tzrichen litein machtzis ha-shekel daiko v'loi shekel sholem. And now you'll understand why Hashem wanted each Jew to give a half a shekel, not a whole shekel. L'hoiro is to show shekolechot mi-Yisroel tzorech l'chaveroi lehitztaref imoi b'tziruf emanal. That in order for a Jew to count, when does a Jew count? When there's one Jew, he doesn't count. When a Jew realizes that he's part of something, he's part of a whole, he's not a whole, he's a half. And it's only with his wife or with his chavrusa that he becomes a whole. With another Yid, he becomes a whole. And that's when the numbers that Tzirufim come into play that we spoke about. Ki kol echad miYisrael biatzmoi hurak bechinas machtzis, because each and every individual Jew is a half. Ve'ein loy shleimus kimay deishnitzdarf lechaveroi. He is incomplete until he unites with another yid. That's what starts the numbers rolling. When yidden get together, one yid can only generate one bias. Two is two. The minute you get to three, it becomes six combinations. 424, that's when it takes off. Shehem tikkun haminyan. That's one reason. Gam, another reason is, gam machtzis ha-shekel hu asoro geira. The Torah tells us that a shekel is esrim geira. So machtzis ha-shekel is 10 geira. Ki esrim geira ha-shekel. Ki ein kedusha pochois mi'asoro. Because we know in Judaism, the magic number is 10. You can't have real kedusha until you have 10. V'kol echod mi'Yisrael kolul me'eser kedusha yisheberet Yisrael. And each and every single Jew is a composite of the 10 levels of holiness that are found in Eretz Yisrael. The first mission in Kalim, which says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. The ground level is Eretz Yisrael, then Yerushalayim, then the Har Habayis, then this and that. Every single Yid has those 10 levels of holiness in him. Shehem Bechinas Ein Eido Pchusa Me'asora. As the Gemara says, that when we speak about a gathering of Jews, a gathering of Jews is called an Eido, an Eido. This Eido, that Eido, the Eido Acharedis, this Eido. So the Gemara says an Eido, minimum of an Eido is 10. We learn it out from where it says about the Meraglim, that they were referred to Eido Roa Hazois, and there were 12, two were excluded from it. Yoshua and Kolev did not participate in the sin, so an Eido is 10. She'al kein enoimrim dovar shebikdusha b'poches me'asora. That's the reason why we don't recite Kaddish or Kedusha with less than 10. Ki ha-Kedusha hi tomid bebechinas asora ki yodua. Because holiness is this number 10, the 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael, that aseres yemei tshuva, all the different things. Vayideze ikar bechinas kedushas hatziruf magdesh malal. And this is what's behind those numbers that we spoke about, the holiness of those numbers combining. Ki ikar hascholas hatzirufim shel boti atfila tzorech lahaschel apochais me'asora. Because when we talk about a base tefillah, a synagogue, the minimum number is 10. We start from 10 over there. Kidei sheyuchlu loymar dovar shebikdusha. They should be able to say dovar shebikdusha. Ki akol be'asora shchinta sharia. Because the Gemara and the Zohar could say, when you have 10, the Shekhinah is present. The Tikkun Ezra says, let me show you how it works. And again, it's tied into our numbering system. When you have 10 people, the Tikkun Ezra says, then each one receives his full power. The first person is one. The second person is not one because he's the second person. The second person is two. He's number two. Two to its full power, two times two is four. So you have one plus four. The third person, because he's number three in the room, he's a three. Three to its full power is nine. Four is 16, five is 25. If you add up the numbers till 10, 10 times 10 is 100. The gematria is 385, which is the word Shekhinah. The word Shekhinah, 385, is 1 times 1 plus 2 times 2 plus 3 times 3, showing again the sinyan of the Riboy Habatin. That if you walk into a situation where there's already four people there, those four people have built up the Kedusha to a certain level. You're not one now, you're five. You're number five. Your effect on this is you multiply. Each person multiplies what was there before and makes it much, much bigger. Therefore, when number 11 walks into the room, when the 11th guy walks into the room, the chol nefesh kolol me'eser, and each one is a tens unit, azay nichlal eser be'eser, ve'eser be'eser, v'ideze nase oitzem riboy atzirufim kanal. Each one is bouncing off the other one. Each one is receiving. Each Jew, we said, is a 10. Each one has 10 kedushas. He's connecting with the other Jew who's a 10. So he's giving him his 10. He's giving him his 10. Ki kol koyach hatziruf. letzareif hanefoshe shenispalam bekavona letzarfam betzirufam anal why they koyach ha'eser kedushos. The whole power of uniting and combining Jews together, each one of the Jews who's davening bekavona, to combine them to generate these numbers, is all dependent on the basic unit. The basic unit is the 10 levels of holiness. Shemishom nimshochem kol hatzirufim agdoshim. That's where all holiness emanates from. The start, the minimum is 10. Once you have 10, on that you can build and build. V'ze b'chinas machtzis hashekel shehu asora geira. This is why each yid is giving a machtzis hashekel, which is 10 pennies, 10 of the minimum unit. And again, he's a half, which means you have to unite him with his buddy. Together, they equal 20 gera, which is a full shekel. That when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan and it describes the shkolim that they use there, it mentions in a pasuk this asora asora hakaf. Each unit was 10 and 10 in a sense. Kaf means a spoon. Kaf also means chaf. The letter chaf. Chaf is 20. Asoro, asoro, hakaf. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show how this refers to the light of keser. The word keser is bigematria esrim, aleph shin reshid mem, which is 20, because the light of keser is the top one of the 10 units. It goes down 10 levels and bounces back up 10. This is the Asora, Asora Kaf. There's a whole discussion. Rav Nosson Zal is just touching on this to give us an idea, like how the ground unit, the bottom unit of Kedusha is 10. And again, the Shleimus, the first Shleimus is, but 10 is a half. 10 Gera makes up a half a shekel. It's not a whole yet. When Jews combine, when two people combine, when two of these 10 units combine, that's when you have a shekel. That's when you have a complete unit. This asora asora kaf. Kemuvah b'sifrei Kabbalah, sheheim eser kedushos mitato le'ela v'asora me'ela le'sato. This refers to the full spectrum of holiness, the midos of Hashem, going from malchus to keser and from keser back down to malchus. The full spectrum being these 20 steps. Shaydei kol hakedushos ha'elu through all of these holiness, the souls of the Jews combine together with all of these different combinations. We mentioned in the previous year that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about two things in that Torah, the tefillah bebechinas din, that causes a nuclear explosion, and the ribui batim, what happens when yidden get together, more yidden and more yidden in one place, how that causes a nuclear explosion. And Rabbi Nosson Zal said that these are one. It's the same super reaction that's generated.